We discussed in a previous shiur the halachot applying to the person called to the Torah and the person leaning from the Torah as far as the requirement to stand is concerned. And today I want to discuss the question of whether or not the tzibur, the congregation listening to the Kriyat HaTorah, also need to stand. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kufmen Vav Seif Dalet says that the congregation in shul do not need to stand when they hear the leaning. However, the Rama says that they're those who are strict and do stand up, and that's what the Maharam did. That's the Mishnah Brura says in the name of the Pri Chadash and the Vilna Gaon that the base halacha is in accordance with the Mechaber and that one actually doesn't need to stand for the leaning. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's certainly good practice to do so for two reasons. Number one, that at Mamad Har Sinai, when the Jewish people received the Torah, they stood at the foot of Har Sinai, and here when we hear the words of the Torah being leaned in shul, it's like we're receiving the Torah, so we should also stand. And furthermore, the Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us that from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabban Gamliel, that even when they were learning Torah, everybody used to stand, because this was a form of kavod ha-Torah, of honour to the Torah, and therefore it's appropriate to ensure when we're learning Torah in a public way that we should show kavod to the Torah and stand for the leaning. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot V'Hanhagot Chelek Gimel Simon Samach Dalet says in the name of Rav Velvula, the Grizz, the Brisker Rav, that the reason why one might need to stand for Kriyat HaTorah is because it's Davar Shebik Dusha. Davar Shebik Dusha is something which needs a minyan. You can't do it without the presence of a minyan. And a characteristic of Davar Shebik Dusha is that you always stand for it. Therefore, Kriyat HaTorah only takes place when there's a minyan present in shul. Therefore, it's by definition Davar Shebik Dusha. And therefore, you need to stand to hear the leaning. If that's the case, why does the Mechaber say that you don't need to stand? So he makes a chiluk between that things that you actually say yourself, you need to stand for, and things where you fulfill the mitzvah through shmir, by listening to it, for which you wouldn't need to stand for. So the Mechaber is clearly holding that things which you're only fulfilling through Shemir, you don't need to stand for, whereas the Rama, that's citing those who did stand, is holding that in actual fact what you've got here is it's a Davar Shebik Dusha, even though you're not actually saying it, but nevertheless, when a Davar Shebik Dusha is being recited, the people associated need to stand up. Rav Soloveitchik, that's also held that it's correct to stand up for the Kriyat HaTorah. And he based himself on a ruling of the Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah Peret Yud Bet Halacha Yud Aleph, which says that in olden times, the Maturgaman, that was the person who translated the Torah pasuk by pasuk during the course of the leaning, isn't allowed even to lean on something, and certainly not allowed to sit down, meaning that the Maturgaman had to stand up properly. And what was the reason for this? So the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi Masechet Megillah, which says that he's reenacting the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai, he needs to stand just as they stood. Rav Soloveitchik says, nowadays there is no Maturgaman, so therefore it's the Tzibur that fulfill that requirement, they fulfill that role of representing the people who stood at the foot of Har Sinai, and therefore they also need to stand during the course of the leaning. So essentially, according to Rav Soloveitchik, the machloket between the Mechaber and the Rama is how we should view Kriyat HaTorah in Shul, whether we should regard it as a part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in which case one wouldn't need to stand up. That's or whether we should regard it as a reenactment of Ma'amad Har Sinai, in which case we would need to stand up. That should also point out that, of course, in some shuls, nobody stands up, and therefore a person who is in such a shul and nobody else is standing up certainly needs to consider whether or not you've got a problem here of what we call Mechse Kiora. It seems pretentious stand up and be more pious than everybody else. But Mesa Chiara always has to be determined on its own merits with regard to the person, the mitzvah, and the place. Adkan.